Blog Talk Radio.
This world is all about branding and marketing. The number one branders in the universe is the United States. They made the United States seem like it's the best place in the world to be. It's the land of the free, home of the brave. I go there to find and chase my dreams. We have to be able to tell our own stories. Directors, filmmakers, entertainers, it's going to be clearly, and the press, it's going to be your job to redefine how people think about Africa. Because you're here. You see what's going on. You clearly can see in a vivid picture the good, the bad, and the ugly. What you choose to put out there is what the world is going to get. Because I can tell you right now, in Chicago alone, there's more people dying in Chicago than there was in the war in Iraq. But you would never see that. There's a lot of things that's happening in the U.S. that you would never see because they choose to show you what they want you to see for... Yeah. It's about country integrity. You have a certain reputation you have to keep. No one puts their family business out into the street. One of the problems we have in Africa is that when something happens, the press is quick to put out negative energy and quick to put out a negative story. And then that story goes on to internet, then other broadcasting systems take it, and they post it. So when you look at places like Kenya, for instance, that I know of maybe, what, two terrorist attacks? But it was everywhere. So now people was afraid to go to Kenya because somebody shot up the mall. But then when you look online, there was over 25,000 attacks in the U.S., but you only knew about maybe five or six. So we have to really rebrand. And then when you look at how the world perceives Africa, they're right. You know, you see zebras, lions, tigers, bears. Oh, my. You get to the point where you think Africa's just a big jungle. The images that they're showing of Africa is historical images. This is way before civilization. This is when they were still, you know, battling with spears, like times of Shaka Zulu. No, I'm serious. But then when you look at the U.S., they're showing Superman, Batman. You know? Where is our Superman? Where is our, like, Shaka Zulu should be a superhero today. Really? So we have to tell our own stories. I mean, even Jesus is white. And you believe it. But it's okay because how you reframe, if you taught something from the day you were born and your mother taught you that, your father taught you that, it's real. You never look at your mom and your dad as liars. But their mother and father taught them the same thing because that's the kind of history that's put out for them to believe. Our history books in the U.S. is all white American history, culture that's been borrowed from other nations. But Africa have to teach the same history of our ancestors, the great things that they have accomplished. You know? And it's going to be the jobs of directors like yourself, filmmakers like yourself, to narrate that story. How do we want to be perceived? How do we want that story to be narrated to the rest of the world? This younger generation, we kind of figured it out. Because now, when you look at hip-hop in America, every rapper is rich. Gold chains, Bentleys, night girls, you know, night girls by the pool with bathing suits in his big mansion. And then when the video is over, they get on their phone and call an Uber. They don't even come in the Bentley that you just saw in the TV. But you go to Nigeria, we got Wizkid, Davido, P-Square, all these guys driving a Bentley, Mercedes. They actually own those cars. That's the difference. But if we don't translate that, they will never know. They think we're going to leave the shoot and go home on a horse or a zebra. Because that's what they know. This is why African Americans are so afraid of Africa. You mention Africa, they start shaking. There's so much fear. They don't know how to translate that. It was just recent that people are now saying, yeah, man, you know what? I rock with Africans, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to do some collaborations, man. Yo, man, I need an Afrobeat remix, you know what I'm saying? But before, they'd be like, man, I don't know that dude. I'm not putting him on my record. So the younger generation is slowly understanding how you have to rebrand the culture, because the culture has adapted. They've actually took everything that we've created and made it look better. They made a superstar look like a superstar. When I look on TV and I see our biggest entertainers, they don't look like stars. That's why you can't really respect the entertainer. If a politician saw a singer, he'd just be like, oh, he's just a local singer. But if he go to that local singer's performance, he may sell out the stadium because he has a huge influence, but the image is not there. So we have to take the image as a huge accountability for ourselves and realize that Africa really does have a reputation. But if we allow our stories to be told, our stories will be told according to their agenda on what they need to be able to benefit from Africa. So we have to tell our story so we can be able to understand how we can utilize that story to benefit for our agenda. You know? So in closing, this job is for the entertainers, the filmmakers, the reporters, and anyone that creates content. We have to rebrand, and we have to rebrand it in the way that we see it and tell the story to where they can understand it, feel comfortable, and want to come here and invest.
Right? To add to what Akon...
If I had to choose just one day to last my whole life through, it would surely be that Sunday, the day that I met you, newborn whippoorwill. Were calling from the hill, summer was coming in but fast, lots of daffodils were showing off their skills, nodding all together, I could almost hear them whisper, go on and kiss her, go on and kiss her. If I had to choose one moment to live within my heart, it would be that tender moment, recalling how that way, that Sunday, that summer. One moment to live within my heart, it would be that tender moment, recalling how we started. Darling, it would be when you smiled at me that way. That Sunday, that
that summer.
If I had to choose just one day.
Well, that's about it. Another day. I'm smiling. Yes, I'm smiling because I am having a view that looking through the clouds of things, and when I get into my satisfied state of mind, I can smile because I see things that bless my mind. Yes, as you can see, a lot of people are being buried today because they are dead. But remember, times gone by, they were alive. And they were looking about the things that are of interest to them. Because, of course, 5 years ago, they were not thinking of dying. They were in good health and stuff like that. And, you know, so just think about us here today. We don't know when we'll fall asleep and don't wake up by any kind of means. Negative or positive, we don't know when we will be dust to dust, ashes to ashes. So the kind of stuff then that we are concerned about, and if you look at what is going on, like in the sodomite politics with Trump's era of uncivilized politics. Their kind of sodomite government. Take a look at it. Take a look. History too. Okay? But it is very easy for us to be distracted when we are alive and well. See what I mean? You're in good health. But remember, you're in good health right now. And not to hold, still have some more time to, you know, that you can enjoy your good health, right? But life is not guaranteed by none of us, because it doesn't matter how young or how old we are, death gives no guarantee when you will have to go. So what we are concerned about are really these political things, domesticated things, and basically who is who. You know, who is who? Really? There has been, for quite some time, that the human race, more particularly about civilized people, because as you can see, most of the world is blind to civilization. You go there and ask anybody, what is civilization? They cannot tell you. But if you ask them casually about civilization, they will tell you what they think it is. But would that be the answer? Would that be mistaken identity of what civilization really means? You feel me? I got into a state of mind where I was sure that were hidden away from me. And I don't mean that somebody was directly hiding it away from me. Though, in the far distance of it, that's what would be the case. There is somebody who's hiding reality from us. But we don't know about that. And so far away from knowing that we don't know anybody that are in a direction we could point to. Because I did not have a conclusion as to where this inhibition could be coming from, where that makes me feel incomplete. What is happening now, you're talking about a few years back, you see, and things have changed. My mind has improved the quality thinking that I was doing. I get to become enlightened about stuff because remember now, when you don't know something, you behave in the ignorance of it. When you get to know about that thing, you're no longer in the ignorance of it. You are in the knowledge of it, so you're not the same. All right, so what I come to realize about the dynamical, civilized life on the planet where we are. There come a time where we who raise up in church, a Christian environment, that was to me and to other people that I observe. It was everything to us. It was the deepest knowledge and wisdom and revelation of God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. No, I cannot get close to understanding the magnitude of that. How Christianity get across to the African people. It was something good. To where I grow up with the identification of a way of thinking that bypass everything else I think about. Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. I don't know if you want to, like, take a good look at what I am talking about. You know, we have to get to a state where we become conscious that, you know, there are things we want to know, the intangible things to make tangible life good for you. You want to find out the intangible, where it's coming from, and stuff like that. Well, we never question where the church come from. And now, if I tell you, you need to research where the church come from, you may think that I'm crazy. But the human world is not as It is not as mystical as we think. And I'm not talking about the earth and the motion of the earth. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the human world. How did we come to accept church as an institution for us? And you think about the three branches of the church. If I tell you that something is wrong with your brain, why you are a Muslim, why you are a Christian, why you are a Judaism. If I tell you that you're mad and crazy, you are going to say, well, you know what? Something is wrong with you, man. I don't even want to talk to you. Basically, that could be one of your reactions to me. And I understand why. I am pitiful and sorrowful about that because I include myself that I grow up oblivious to what Christianity is, only for positiveness that I believe it is. I mean, there was nothing in me that caused me to think that Christianity was not a good thing. So I know what it is to believe in something and have absolutely the slightest inclination that it is not right. Because where would I put myself if at the time when I didn't have no conviction of anything else, if you should tell me that Christianity is not good, well, how was I to think about that as anything positive and to think that you are imparting to me a knowledge that I cannot live without? I wouldn't be thinking like that. You would have to take me through study where I have a word sense of what you're saying to me. Because a person cannot develop you can't develop a conviction that turn your mind against a certain type of thinking. No, you have to first develop a word knowledge and know what you're seeing in a word and know when it is right from wrong. Quite a while I have been arguing with people. As I look at my argument over time with other people, I can tell you exactly the context of the way that I was thinking. And I was not zigzagging either. First of all, you may wonder and say, how could you not be zigzagging? You're going from one thing to the other, so how could you not going, to and from and don't know what you're talking about? As far back as I can remember, let's say go back to when I was 7 years of age. When I was 7 years of age, I wasn't reading it anything to be familiar with words and what words really mean, except in the innocent state of mind where I learn certain words from my parents and I'll use them and have a sense of what they're talking about. But from a academic standpoint, no, I didn't know what I was talking about in that sense, or I could explain what my belief is, why I believe that, because you believe that it is the church, and does my belief have an education about the church? No. So although the church is a thing, what kind of thing the church is? The church is not a thing that if I know, I would be believing in it. All right? So at that age, when I believe, it was riding on my parents' responsibility for what they believe, and the fact that they think it was, they lead me into it. They were innocent of any intention to harm me. So now I cannot hold them responsible. Because holding a person responsible when they have no intent of harm, it doesn't make any sense. It does not make any sense. Intent is important, and one big, you know, piece of importance that if you find that somebody never meant to slap you, if Will Smith can say he didn't mean to slap, he wanted to slap the wall instead, but a force hold his hands and land it on his jaw. If Will Smith say that, then, you know, you'd want, you probably don't ease up and feel to let up from, you know, his penalty of guilt. But you'd want to see that there are other ways that he portrays to show, to convince you what he's saying is true. All right. Things can happen in a number of different ways in a person's head, you know, and in ways that you are not likely to think that they were able to think in that way, in that manner. However, you know that things can exist like that, that there can be a spiritual energy that, you know, go across your conscious mind and the way you want to think and the way you want to behave. Because right now, Will Smith may tell you that he was wrong. Did he think he was wrong when he was stepping up there to slap this guy? Did anything tell him not to do it? Maybe. Maybe something told him. Maybe deep down inside of him, no, it's not the right thing, but he get up and he go do it anyway. I wouldn't doubt if this man, I'm not saying that he did, but I wouldn't doubt if he had something deep down, and maybe if he don't want to tell anybody. But it is likely that Will Smith knew deep down it was not something positive he was going to do. But there was a force inside of him, not something that just come in his head that night. It, you know, like they said, they have history of each other and coming over time. And it could be that this force that caused him to move from over there and come all the way over to where the guy was hosting and fire that slap, you know, on him. And I heard things, I don't know if it is true, of possibly harm that he may have suffered. All right. I don't know if that's true, but it is possible, because that seemed to me like was a handful of energy landed on the guys and what Chris, you know, on his jawbone there, can affect his hearing. Different things can happen to him. All right. So what I'm really saying, though, my point is that there could be an energy force inside of him that was more overwhelming than his just natural positive mind that he's working by every day that do good, nice things. But that evening, that night, something else took over. Now, do you think all of us going to agree with that? May not agree with what I say. But I'm speaking from a psychological standpoint. I think, I don't know which of us will say we don't have a time when we find our state of mind really an unhappy one. One, that if you had the opportunity, you would do something that is not the positive of your general mind. And sometimes what you feel like doing is something that is really, really out of your normative way of thinking, though. But you say, if that ever come in front of me now, this is what I would do. And that's not your normal way of thinking. We are human beings. We didn't create ourselves. We need to learn about ourselves, really. And there is information to tell us how we come about and how we function. Before we begin to, like, destroy other people and even destroy ourselves. All right. So I'm telling you about my thinking and how I feel sometimes and why at this moment I am in a triumphant mood right now. There's nothing now that is trying to get me off my way, my game. No, I feel pretty much having a upper hand right now. But look here, I am not going to, like, play a fool of this moment, because I know there are many times I'm in this mood and nothing ain't bother me. And then when the time comes, something is bothering me, I tend to be as weak as a whole rat, you know, and would like to cry or something like that. So we are fragile. And it means to me, the things that I am researching and trying to find out about the human life and what will get us, get me, and the prevailing cycle that I have the force inside of me to make me feel good. I was talking to my cousin pastor this morning, and let me tell you something. I seek to find the truth that will really set my heart free. Because when I see people do certain evil things, and sometimes I look and know that, you know, like, and there is that wonder, why? How do they come to doing something like that? But I tell you what, I find out that don't put anything offline where you as a human is capable to do. May never do it. But you have heard, you have perhaps seen people do things. They have not been doing it all of their lifetime. No. But suddenly came a time, a season, that they begin to, oh, by the way, Naomi Judge, what you call it, the country singer, shoot and kill herself, about at the age 74 or somewhere there. She shot and killed herself. Now, you can go on YouTube and watch this lady and I think her daughter perform. Great singers. Great singers. They're probably featuring them this whole week, you know, of their program, the program that they did, and what is the name of the place up there in Nashville that they have as their hub, you know. And I used to, watch a number of shows that these people appear in, because I was always a Jamaican country lover singer. I mean, I love country music. And yes, I have seen a lot of their performance. You see, at the country center where they perform. And and I am hearing now that this lady been having a lot of problems from she was very young, like molested when she was like about 3 years of age. You don't know what kind of harm that has done to the arrangement of the brain, who will suffer, traumatized, and they cannot think well enough to heal their own brain, because your brain is not something for human being to really heal, unless it is certain kind of a, maybe medical treatment easily applied. You know, that is common to physicians. But what, okay, can a doctor do something to when you are traumatized to age 3, where a man of, you know, maturity penetrate them and do them kind of stuff? You know, I mean, look, your sexuality is connected up to your brain. You get it? Yes. And when did you think your brain and your sexuality down in your lower excremen, when did you think it all connected from in the womb? So when you have human with a brain do something that is unnatural to be done, uncivilized, like what the white people them do and do to the African people without any kind of negative effect toward what they do. They don't care. It means that they are not human. And I mean, they are not hybrid human being. Only hybrid human being can live above, the depravity of life. And you may say, well, then, so how is it that you have African people are doing so many wicked things? You tell me, because I won't disagree with you, but you tell me now when. Give me the date. When you see a black man say he is a homeless, give me the date when you see that. And then I'll open up the can of worms and let you know that because you're a hybrid, you have a brain. And a hybrid brain is different from homosexual brain, because homosexual are born with a mental difference or deformity. They are taxonomic energy is different from because they belong to a different species. White people are belonging to a different species, and that is a lot of what we don't know. So when you tell about white people and the way white people are and what they do, and their inhumane side of them, we don't know that unless we have been well-read and educated about that. Why white people who were ape humans, why are they talking now? Why are they looking not like apes but like humans? Why? You probably think it's a miracle. No, it's not a miracle. It is something they did. But we here don't know it, because they have time to cover up what their process is that makes them go from what they were to what they are today. We don't know. We just do not know. It is not because the knowledge is not there, but we grow up in church. And the church would never lead us to want to know how homosexual comes about and how some white people like Eddie Long of a church, and he has like four African men that he is nurturing, you know, to be sodomites. Even T.D. Jakes, they say, I don't know that, but it is rumored in writing that T.D. Jakes is gay. So like I say, I have no evidence to prove that, but what about Eddie Long? I didn't have nothing to prove Eddie Long, and I think, you know, it's quite some time before it came out and was affirmed that the guy was gay. All right? We don't get to see those evidence, but hey, are you sure we have a right to observe someone and at least to ourselves see the evidence, but we have a court of law here that we must respect? Well, all right. We know that if we don't want problem, don't accuse people of things you cannot prove, right? You can think so as much. You can be convinced as much as you want, but you can't hold it up as evidence. You have it. All right. So I am saying to you, our life that we are experiencing is something that I see to be superior to what we think, the way we grow up and what we are taught. But I am able to, what you call this now? The word is close. But you can see things from a distance. I mean intangible things. What I call this, in your head, like when you're thinking in your head and you know what you're thinking, you know, you're thinking about something, you know, it's up there, right? All right. But vision, envision then, internal vision. Your internal vision can see subliminally and like can perceive that something is going to happen here based on, you know, certain things you're noticing. You think something is going to happen. It's in you. And somebody asks for evidence. You can't take up the evidence, but you have the power of perception. And you felt it. And so, I am saying, in me, I can look at one negative thing. I look at a negative thing, and immediately I think of the opposite. You know, or what they call it, the antonym of that thing. And I consider if somebody can do such a heinous crime in robbery, in other ways, killing people, if they can do those things and, you know, be so mercy and pitiless in their action, do it and feel good about it. Well, it means that that's the negative and the extreme negative of a inhuman spirit. I have a way of looking on the opposite, the positive of that. You know, you have a word, and you have the synonym, but you have the antonym too. All right. Well, why not? Rarely as anyone would defend the opposite of certain type of negative. Why? We have been taught to only be scared when people do serious outrageous negative things. But we don't think of people who go out to do, I mean, a positive things beyond your imagination. When, yes, I will agree that at some point people are amazed at positive things. Well, what about like this guy who had no two arms, he don't have no two legs. He doesn't even have a good shoulder bone, as if I notice well. And he is the best swimmer. I don't understand that. I'm not sure that there's anybody in the world swim as good as this guy. Unreasonable. Really? No. That's a guy, he is an antonym. Producing, like, facing off with negative. Yeah, he's trumping negative. Because he is supposed to be a negative, a symbol of negativity. Because without two hands and without two legs. And he's as good as any fish in the water. Just have the human head, the brain. So it's a matter that we should, as long as we have the brain and you have intestine to like eat and live, that what your feet can accomplish and your two arms can accomplish, that you have almost everything. Sorry about that. Now, you don't have everything, but you beat out people with sound body. You surpass them because you can surpass them in education and a great deal. You can. I imagine you probably could fly plane. You know, like that too. If technology like come down on you and to work you. But what I'm trying to say to you is this. If we are sound body, it's not the sound body that you have, it's the sound brain. That's what we have to look at. And at a certain time, I thought to myself along that line that if I can think a certain way, or when I like about age 18, I realized that I do not have to be the same characteristic type of person I am. I can change to any other election that I want. And I'm not talking about sexuality. Not talking about sexuality, because a species is born to be what he is, what he is, or what she is. You come from that species, that's what you're going to be. That's what nature provides. And I don't know of anything going wrong with what this species first produced. It's since there is mixture in the taxonomy, taxon, that causes all these deformities that is going on. Mixing with a species that is not yours. and a lot of things happen. You see, like, two girls join from, you know, like they are the same person sharing, one have one breast and the other one have, and they join, like, you know, it's one blouse fits the both of them, and they grow to be, you know, women. Nature that we are fooling around with, and allow these white people to come and mess up the civilized world. Not a good thing. And I know for a fact that none of the people who are in government holds the key to things. To the genetics that created us first. First. You don't, no. We do not respect where we come from. We do not respect that. It's the reason why right now, I mean, I would like to talk to people who are learned. Really. Although, not because I choose or have something I want to prove, but here's the thing. I concentrate on or by the respect for genetic makeup and by whom, whose hands are using genetic to work a certain kind of way. It is said in our prehistory that the gods came to earth. They were on a mission to get gold in South Africa. And they brought a number of their own residents from their country, from their planetary body, brought them to earth. And it was like, you know, a whole lot of thousands of them, and they came here and have children and stuff like that. All right. These you have the working class. It was like maybe three classes of these immortal beings came to Earth because they were not coming here to get labor from anybody, because there were not anybody here to give labor, because the only humankind that was here when the Elohim gods came were the hominid ape-like humans, the first humans. There's no reason for me to say something that is not true. It is so. So regardless of where we progress to be outside of the genetic arrangement and mixed up at, you know, I mean, without scientific guidance, that is what caused us to be in the situation we are in right now. Right now. And yeah, when you are taking identity for what's right, using what's wrong, and you think you're right, that's how you mess up everything. And we don't want to mess up life. Like, we have it here now. Life is messed up right now. And there is nobody that you see going into the right direction. Nobody is going into the right direction as far as government is controlled. The gods came here and saw these white people. And at that time, they are in their subgroup form now. Most of their ancestors passed and gone, and they are now Homo erectus. And as far as I have read now, Homo erectus died out. And their offspring is here. And who are coming from hominid, right? They won't tell. So I'll tell for them. Because I'm walking straight in the World History textbook, National Geographic textbook. So what I'm trying to say is that, you know, since the wrong mixing of our taxonomic hormones and genetic particles, since these hominid Homo erectus white people began to do this mixing of our genes with themselves, we don't have our audible senses function like it was before, like the first 100,000 years ago. We don't have that. We have a lower sense of the world and of things. Procedurally, we can go to school and learn, of course. But I give you a view of what I'm talking about, since I know there are people out there who will listen to what I say and will listen well enough to find out, is he making sense? Because if E is making sense, we have a lot of stuff to deal with. All right. Prove what I'm telling you, that our audible senses have dropped down to where you can have several degrees in university education. In physics, in a lot of things, that is really classic education. Go to the UWE University. You know, once you graduate there, you are the real McCoy. But yet still you go to church. You see what I mean? And you are reading a Bible about Adam and Eve in a garden. Let me tell you something. Yeah, you have all those university degrees. But you think life is only interpreted by your degrees. And that's not true. It's not that your degrees not important. Of course. It's education. It's wisdom. It's knowledge. It's understanding. But the world is much more complex, and that there are different paradigms, controls, the dynamics, the different dynamics on which people think. Now, why do you think the first hominid was developed in Africa, let's say, a good 2 million years, and they did not talk, made stone tools and light a fire? But even as they left out of Europe into, left out of Africa into Europe, they were only making stone tools and light a fire, which it is reported as the reason why they left Africa is because they could make a fire and warm themselves. But what were they doing otherwise as civilized manufacturing or not like that? They were not into none of that. And they didn't wear fabric. So, I mean, you can get fabric today anywhere you want it, any type, but for all those millions of years, these white people, by means of their ancestors, did not know to do anything like that. So today what they do is write and misrepresent the past history of themselves and try to portray that they know science and different things long ago, long before our time. That's what they are doing. And the reason why they are doing it is similar why they write the Bible. They write the Bible and not writing about themselves, they're writing about us, and we don't oppose to what they write and say about us. Although it is grossly, negative and demeaning of us, we don't say nothing. We still find a way to praise Jesus and speak in tongues and stuff like that and talk about and Jesus washes saints' feet. These are things that grossly untrue. And we did not write them. But these folks, because of what happened 100,000 years, they realized that our brain no longer functions the way it used to 100,000 years in Africa. And what has happened to us now happened the last 100,000 years ago. It's not when we develop in Africa. It happened after we leave Africa. Remember, they left Africa and go up into Europe. We were, some of us, leaving Africa and come to the Western world. Now, they remain the same, mute and everything. We would expect that. But do we know what happened to them? That is something for us to know. What happened to them? We don't know that. And that is what have the world upside down and why we African people don't know. So go back to the university in Jamaica. How can you, over all these years, decades, many decades, because I have close association with people, let's say, both in my age group, when I was back in Jamaica and stuff like that, I drove for a library service, Jamaica Library Service, one of its branch in Spanish Town, St. Catherine. I drove for them to go to different stations and carry books with their librarian and stuff. And I used to drive to a high school close to where the library is. Because the library is in the center of the town where the courthouse is and big churches and stuff like that. Oh, come on, man. What I'm trying to say to you, these folks that I know go to high school, I associate with like brother and sister. I didn't have not even good primary school education. I was reading on the fourth grade level and stuff like that. I remember I would, as messenger, drive and make delivery, to the school. So I have a good memory of, let's say, this high school is this close to me and people who attended there. All right. Listen to me. My brother also go to a Sheffield University in England. My brother, I tell you, is top-notch educated person. I wish I had like half or even a quarter of his education. I think I would be more useful to myself. All right. What I'm trying to tell you is this. We, all of us that I'm talking about in Jamaica and stuff, we all are coming out of slavery. All of us coming out of slavery. Blessed are they who go to a high school and you have some other lower level school as well. You have St. Jago High. Yes, I think that's the one I'm talking about in the Spanish Town Square there. St. Jago High. But you have some other school. I think it's mostly, I don't know if it's girls' school. But it's like, you know, next to the high school, it's in the, like in the same category, education. I forget what that one is. I am telling you that what you see today as Romans, when you hear about Romans in our time, it's white people. White people cannot be Romans in no way, shape, or form. I'm telling you, search the world is a textbook, and that's my thing. This is not like high school, you know, high school textbook may I talk about. I'm talking about world history textbook, because world history textbook is the highest textbook in the context of record of the past, not about medicine or nothing or other science. Not about that. I'm talking about the people who are born and raised up in the world. I'm telling you about the education and what is currently affecting the world, that if you do not think outside the box of your university education, which means I'm not saying to throw away any formula of mathematics or biology or none of that. I'm not telling you to touch none of the academic learning that you have, because I don't find no fault with it. 2 and 2 is 4, and 4 and 4 is 8, if I get it right. So I'm not talking about that. There is something else. It is simple word usage. So how do I get that? Oh, I get something to be wrong with that. That my brother with a PhD don't want to talk to me. And my friends that I tell you, I was with them when they go to high school and university. And today, they can't see anything wrong with Adam and Eve in the Bible. They can't see nothing wrong. Because what the Bible is telling us about Adam and Eve is not the historic version. History is a record of the past. Look and see the definition of history, and it will tell you straight. I cannot be wrong. And I don't read on their level. I see that. And materially speaking, when I put that into effect, they have to run from me, because they see, they are tied up into something that, oh my God, they can't. And before they would get to see the light of what I'm saying, no, they are blocked. They are blocked off from seeing what I am pointing out, because they're too educated to see what I am saying. They rather deny. They rather deny me. Yes, they rather make me a liar and Jesus be true. Jesus that never existed, but they believe he did. They cannot accept what I'm saying. They are not going to make me look good. But it is a fact. I am not moving from where I'm standing up. I'm not the one who's saying, I don't want you to talk to me on the phone no longer about this stuff. I'm not the one who's saying that. I am the one who wants to talk about it day and night, day and night, day and night. No, but it is not just the people I know and university and, you know, below level education, college and stuff like that. It's not just them run away from me. It's the people like myself who run away from me too. So what do they have in common? But I can tell you this, that right on my show here, I came to know at least, not just in total, but at least two females who I come to know on the program that I do. And they see something in what I'm saying, but not fully, but they think I'm making some sense. So I get to know them. And they feel like, yeah, I am, you know, I am somebody who don't talk like other people. The depth or the core of what causes me to sound the way I do, they won't touch that. They won't see that. Even if they think a certain way, but the way that I think don't come out to everybody in much of what I say to them. But the way I say things can affect people that they say, well, you know, such and such and such. All right. These folks wanted to know more about my thinking. And the first one, we've been talking for some time. I don't encourage anybody wanting to meet me because I am not trying to become friendly with anybody. You see, I'm talking because I was a church boy. I grew up in a church. I turned adult and go from where I was reading and not understanding much of what I'm reading, and I'm not hearing anybody saying anything to me that should pull me into a different direction. So I am thinking on my own. I've been thinking on my own until I wanted to learn to read higher than fourth grade level. And I migrate from Jamaica and come to America, and that's what I did. I go into adult school. I wasn't able to go further, but I am a slow reader, and I don't know what to do to make my mind go faster, comprehend faster. I don't know what to do to do that. I think it is a defect from maybe crossbreeding somewhere along in my blood or something like that. But, you know, I mean, there are a lot of people out there with bad blood and they can read fast and stuff like that. So I can compare myself to that. So it must be something unique. I am not reading the way I would like to. Anyway, through my persistence, I get to read with a higher reading comprehension. So I satisfy with that. And then I thought, well, I miss too much fundamental things that I should have known and built up on, like when I go to high school. And I still have a problem. So I decided, well, I don't think I'm going to further that reading education as such. I want to know something about the law. I want to know something about the law because I recognize that legal principles important. Yeah, it's important to life. And I borrow some money and go to the college, about 9 months of it. And when I go to do the test, I didn't pass the test to enter the paralegal college. So I had to go back home and take up my fundamental books and review, you know, my reading and stuff like that. And went back to the college, and I sit the test again And I passed. You know, because it was about 10 years or so since I left the adult school where I graduate. So it was quite a while. So I was rusty. I passed the second time. And I was able to take the class. Praise the gods of heaven, because I needed that. I needed that little exposure. You see? Because I don't have anything else that is helping me. I'm not hearing anybody talking and uplifting me from the societal darkness that has covered me around. Right? But I know if I'm reading better, result is going to be different. I didn't know how different it would be, but I know it would be different somehow. And so I did the paralegal course, and I graduated. I went a little further. I got, you know, pretty ambitious. I wanted to do the state board, and I tried. I was reading too slow. I was really rusty, and my comprehension of the things that I need to, like, understand and get it over with quick. But I would have to be in a position to really want to hold out longer and to finish. I passed three of the subjects, and then that was where I dropped the effort to pass the state board on the paralegal course. All right. But I went on, and I didn't work for anybody. I did some interviews, but I didn't really get on. A lawyer that I came to know wanted to, like, take me on to do some paralegal work. But somehow he gave me something to work on. But, you know, after a while, he left town. And so I just go off and do whatever I could find to do. Now, what I'm trying to tell you is what has transpired in my association with words that I'm reading, and find out that, oh, there is more to words than even lawyers are seeing, judges, teachers not seeing. Now, my friend, this is, it was not something of back in the beginning of civilization. If you know when civilization began, you will understand what I'm talking about. But civilization was not on earth all the time. It was not on earth when the white people them were evolving. It wasn't civilization then. White people don't know what civilization is either. Process they have been through, they are really, I mean, just like you see animals out there, smart, 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 but they're just not human beings. They don't, you know, have what we have. However, these folks, being a different kind of animal, they are a human animal. The monkey type humans, okay? They are the first human kind on earth walking upright. There was no other human kind around. There was no civilized human being around. And they did not develop to be civilized. It just was not in their makeup. However, when they breach and mingle with a different species and spread their blood into them, that's what killed the African hybrid people. So yes, you can go and get university education. Oh yeah, as much as you want. And you can fly me to the moon and up to Mars and everywhere. But I tell you something, there is something missing in word usage. Why did they move to make up universities and learning institutions in our in our settlements, in our countries. Why? And why they decided to move us out of our political position and talk about we must worship their gods and everything like that. Why do you think they do that? They are the only sodomite humans. They're species. White people species. The hominid. They are the only homosexual that we know. So if you look at the time when they made changes and infiltrate our species, the Neanderthals, and come to look like they are human beings, like the Neanderthals. Neanderthals are not hominid in the World History textbook. You listen to it good. Okay? So what these white people did was destroy our Neanderthals. We belong to the same species called sapiens. And that's what is here today. And even these white people will not hide that we are the only species here today. And they are doing it in a way like they are a part of it. How do they get to be a part of it unless they come here and violated us? Good. They are saying they are a part of it. So now, when I allege that they violated us, they can't get out of that. These people that are talking about they're running Washington, White House, and all this kind of stuff, they don't know what they're talking about. Because unless they face the history of record, they ain't saying anything. Not anything that supports that. The government that we are talking about running the world is not any government whatsoever. Okay? And why we think it is a government, it is because our cerebellum, our orbital is planes. When they take off, they realize they cannot climb because something is wrong. And what will happen is the plane will stall once it is hindered from climbing. You see, something is wrong. Why the plane will not climb. And then it stalls. Cannot maneuver that plane. To get to land it safe on the ground, you will hear zoom. It will strike either water or the hard surface land. What is going on right now in the human life, the white people will not allow the African people who are stunted. They will not allow us to realize what happened to us and why they are ruling us. They use the church. They use a whole lot of different things to prevent us from knowing. But it started 100,000 years ago. So here we are, a whole lot of our generation come and gone. And like my parents, when I was born and come to know them, they're Christians. They didn't have any kind of inclination that something could be wrong with all of these churches around them. And for me, in my intellect, I thought, why there are so many churches around? But that didn't crack anything for me to get an inroad onto anything negative to like take me in a different direction. So church was okay. Okay? The normativeness of my parents in Christianity, there was nothing there that they felt was wrong. You know? There was nothing wrong. There was nothing wrong. Let me see if someone here wants to speak to me. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. And you?
Yeah. I'm good. I haven't been calling in a while. I called here before. It's been a while. But, yeah, you were speaking on the, like, Europeans. But if you look at today, all the Africans that has migrated here to the Western, they're all Christians now. And not only that, they come here, they've taken on all the ways of the European also. And even if you look at the black people in America, now, they call themselves African-American. They really don't even know their identity. Not all of them. I'm going to say most of them. But they're claiming to be something that they're not. They have no lineage or no ties nowhere near Africa. So that's like stealing someone's identity. So that contributes to the condition that they're in today and why the Europeans and the white people here treat them the way that they do, because they don't even acknowledge their self. They take it on someone else's identity by even calling themselves African-American. I mean, I can see if they had lineage, ties, bloodlines, but they don't. They don't. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening you. I am listening you.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And all of these, they just as crazy as they want to be, they're with this religious Jesus, drinking the Jesus juice, they say, and they don't know where, if they're coming or going. And it's sad, you know. If I was from Africa, I would be proud to be who I am, my natural self. But they walk around in all this hot wigs in their hair. It's not one African that I've met that doesn't wear those long European wigs. And they're bleaching their skin so much. They're bleaching their skin so much till they have sore burns on their face. I see it all the time. I work with a lot of them. And I don't call myself African-American because I know for a fact my grandparents didn't come nowhere from Africa, and I knew my lineage. Now, Indians, we've been indigenous to this land. My grandmother was born here. She was here already. Even her mothers and their great-grandmothers. So I disagree with that part. I'm just American. I don't refer to myself as being African or anything, which I have nothing against them now. That still can be my brothers and sisters, but to be truthful about it, these African-Americans don't have any ties to Africa. Never have. Never seen don't belong to a tribe or anything. Can't even trace their lineage to there. They're so stupid and brainwashed, and they're dumb. They don't even read a book. And you see why the European and white people put stuff in the book, because you know how ignorant they are. They won't even pick up a book to read and try and find out their stuff. And then they pass that stuff on down to their children.
Okay,
that's how ignorant they are.
Okay, let me ask you this.
And it's not nobody's fault. It's not the white people's fault. They can't blame them.
Wait a minute.
Information is out there.
Wait a second. Okay. Wait a second. You know, there's a history to this, okay? You hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there is a history to this. I was grown up in church. You probably didn't hear that part of what I was saying, but I was grown up in church in Jamaica, okay? And
yes.
My parents were Christians. I grew up, and I assumed that, I remained believing in the Bible until I was over 50 years of age. And I was illustrating, like I do several times, what has transpired since I grown up and was able to get a little better education and able to read and understand what's going on in the world, right? Listen.
Okay.
We will have to respect like your birth certificate that tells you when you were born, right, and who your parents are and where you were born, your birth certificate. You have one, right?
I have a long form birth certificate, yes. I don't have the one from the...
No, it doesn't matter. Which one that is registered and identify you, right?
Right.
Your birth certificate. True?
Yes.
Okay, good. So the birth certificate that you and I have given to us by our parents, we have world history that tells about where we are coming from. It tells about the human as a whole and who are the first humans on the planet and who were the second humans on the planet. And the two humans have a species, okay? So the first humans that came on the earth was an evolutionary creature, and it is called hominid, okay? And it is a ape-like upright walking character, okay, that come up on the earth about 4 to 3 million years ago. That's what the history says. The World History textbook tells me. When I read this, this controls my thinking and my attitude, because the Bible doesn't tell that story. The only history that is a record, the Bible is not a record of anything. God is not a record of anything. Jesus is not a record of anything. And civilized people just don't deal with that as anything. We deal with the history. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say to you is all of what Dr. King and Marcus Garvey said, Muhammad Ali, this Muslim institution that black people have, I forget what they're called, Nation of Islam?
Yeah, that's a bullshit. Yeah, that's garbage too.
All right, good.
They've been lying since time.
Okay, all right. Without going into all of that, right? Because I'm bringing this from the educational point of view, where if we don't follow the academic record of our past, we're wasting time. We're wasting time.
Yeah.
We just like if you don't use your birth certificate to identify yourself, who is going to, I mean, do anything for you if you can't even identify yourself by your own record? You see what I mean? So your birth certificate is something that identifies you in every useful thing that you do. So is the World History textbook. You can't talk any intelligible information or communication if you don't use it. So when I began to read and start to read the World History textbook, I get to know these things that I never did all of my life. Now, I cannot blame my parents for taking me to church and make me believe in Jesus that never exists, the God in the Bible that never exists. It's not what history says. I can't blame my parents because they were brought up into slavery and were taught by the white people, a different type of concept about life, right? So I have
but
to look
some,
up.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but some of them know the truth, but they steady continue to follow the lie.
What truth do they know?
The lie about the truth and the history of the Bible and all of that. They know
the truth,
but they
continue. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Now, I'm asking you a very, very serious question, right? Because if we don't go the right way, we are not going to help ourselves or help anybody else. I would like to talk what I have learned as an authority over all of us. Not for me, not for you, but all of us together. So that if you tell me what you read in the World History textbook, and I read it too, I don't have a reason to disagree with you. If I don't understand it, then there will be a problem. If you don't understand it, there will be a problem. If we read it, we should be able to understand what it says, and we should be able to communicate alike and don't try to fight each other. We will have to read well enough to understand that. So what I'm trying to say to you is there is no way that I could talk to you this way before I was reading World History textbook, because I didn't know anything to talk like this. Okay? Mm-hmm. I come under the knowledge of what is in the World History textbook. And if you go to a university, World History textbook is really what tells the world of people how we come into the world and what kind of a beginning we have. Who is our blood from the start? If you understand what I'm saying, you can't know no truth outside of that, if you hear what I mean.
You said from the World History book?
The World History textbook, for example, National Geographic World History. Our Princess All.
Who's the author of it?
It is Glencoe, Spilvagel, National Geographic, and it has the wh.glencoe.com. I'll tell you the name.
I know it's not the truth still anyway, because they're going to tell half truth and half lies.
All right, listen. The World History textbook that tells us about the hybrid human being. Have you ever heard about the hybrid human being?
The Europeans, you mean? They call them hybrids too. But now we
no,
have
hold
hybrid
it, hold
black
it, hold it. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. We don't know where we're coming from by a valid source of history. We don't know what we're talking about, okay? You hear me?
Yeah, but hybrid, it can be in all races.
Listen to me, Brat Mommy. Chaos and disorder is not what bring people to their sober mind. You have to understand words and how and what words tell you. Otherwise, if you're going to blame everything on people, you don't know what you're talking about. Let me read the bibliography for the National World History textbook content, okay? Bibliographic.
Okay.
This is the bibliographic information. And if you don't have any confidence in this book, I can't talk to you about it. If you think world history is a controlling, authoritative information, and it is what you should be learning and live by, well, we can talk about it. I never know this book because I grew up into slavery mentality. After I know that the world history is talking about people, it is not talking fiction. It is talking about the people who we call the civilized people. This book don't talk about white people as civilized people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This book, World History textbook, World History doesn't cover white people, and this is not a racist statement. If you read about the urban civilization that was raised up in Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China, if you read that, that is about African origin, where kings rule and decree justice for orderly society. We are not under orderly society ruled by white people. Them are sodomites. Okay?
I heard that before.
Huh?
I heard that book of Civilization. Did you say there was a book called Civilization?
World History Textbook is a book of civilization.
Oh, okay.
Because the people who it covers are a group of what is called ethnic. You ever hear the word ethnic people?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And do you know the meaning of ethnic?
Yeah, it's like the non-white or non-European.
Non-white people, right?
Yes.
All right, good. You're with me now. All right. This World History textbook, it is surprising that the white people not behaving like they are something else. They are not created people. We are created people by, scientists that are what you call it, they are not human like us. They are immortal. They come from another planet in the solar system. Okay?
Now, I believe that.
Don't need to believe it. You don't need to believe it because I tell you what. Stop believing things. Seek knowledge of the thing that you think about. Look for the knowledge, not belief, because belief don't bring you to an object or a subject.
But if you look at it today, the ethnic people, they demonstrate everything what the subhumans were doing, the Europeans. They demonstrate everything. They're taking on all their Western ways. So they're like subhumans too now. It's like they traded places now, basically.
All right. Look here. All right. We're trying to make a distinction between civilized people and civilization. I mean, there's other.
No
if
one's
I ask,
civilized anymore nowadays. Nowadays, no more. No one's really civilized anymore.
Well, all right. Hold it. Listen. There are a lot of things that I had to throw away from my thinking, because I realized they were not the civilized truth. I am following the book that tells us where we come from, who we are, and who we are not, our sexuality and all that. Now, we are a people of a blood of the gods who created us. That's where civilization comes from, my dear caller. Civilization comes from the immortal God that... What about the pyramids and all these things that are made up that no human being did not make? You are familiar with all that, right?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Okay, then. You heard of it, but have you thought about what mankind does not make and the superior power that came on? And, as a matter of fact, you know what? You are here with me, and I have a link. I don't know how... I would like to give you this link that tells us about the Michael Tellinger, a science group in South Africa that did a research in about 10 years ago, October 6, 2012. And it is evidence that the first civilized people are these beings from a Nibiru planet in the solar system. Okay? And
don't say it's aliens.
Look here. Civilization didn't start with us. It started with the... You ever hear the word Elohim?
Elohim.
Yes. Elohim. You ever heard about that?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Well, who do you think is Elohim? You read about that in the Bible as well.
Another made-up God.
Made up by who? That is
made
the Sumerian.
Made up by the white people.
No. Listen, African people, all right, you know that you are African origin, right?
No.
What origin are you of?
I'm just American. I've been told I was African American, but that's a lie. They made up all of those terms.
All right, so what is it? All right, what is your species? What species are you from?
I'm just human.
No. How do you know you are human?
I'm a you man. I have you in me color, and I come from human.
No, but how do you know what a human is? Identify a human to me. Without
a melanated
history.
It's a melanated person.
All right, then. How do you know about this melanin? It is originating in America? Or it originates in Africa? You say all kind of beasts and even the white people originate in Africa.
Everything, I believe it originated in Africa.
All right, well, look. All life form that we are talking about come from Africa. And the white people were first, the first humans on planet Earth. They are evolved creatures. They are hominid. They are not real human. They are hate-like humans. And they existed like 3.5 million years before we came about in Africa.
Oh, so that's your sisters and brother, the Europeans, right?
Huh?
You say they was in Africa first. You saying the Europeans were in Africa first, right?
Yes, they originated in Africa first. And 1.5 million years ago, they left Africa and go into Europe. This is the book I'm reading and telling you where the researcher said these things.
Oh, okay.
All right,
first
listen.
I've ever heard of it.
Huh?
That's the first I've ever heard that.
All right, well, look, you're talking to somebody who was in church and began to read and see. I just happened to see World History textbook, and I have to tell you the truth. I didn't even know that World History was so important. I have to tell you the truth because I read Bible and I know Bible, I mean, better than most people do. And I start to read World History and
How do you know that book is even true, though?
Huh?
How do you know that book? That book don't make mean it's facts. Somebody wrote that book. So how do you know if even it's the truth?
All right. Well, you have got to know, if you're a good reader, you will know what makes sense and what don't make sense. And it's not something that you can do for anybody. If when they read, they don't make sense, there's nothing you can do for them. Okay? What I'm trying to say to you, your birth certificate that you have, that represents when you were born, time and place and parents. It's different from any other piece of paper.
That birth certificate does nothing but say who my mother and father was and how I came about to be in the time and the place.
Say what?
Only thing that birth certificate does is state who my mother and father was and what time and place I was born. That's it.
That's what is on it. That is what on your birth certificate, right?
That's all that's on there.
All right, hold it. Listen to what I'm saying. Do you think you could use any other piece of paper to represent you beside it?
That paper don't represent who I am. It's just
answer my question. I'm asking you, can you throw it away and don't have a proper representation of yourself and write anything for another piece of paper for yourself? Could you? Yes or no?
Yes.
Huh?
I'm sure. Yes, I can.
Oh, have you done it?
I don't
have
one.
Have you thrown away? Listen to my question. I'm not joking. If you throw away that paper, that recorded paper that is registered.
Yes, I can throw it away because I've already created a paper trail.
All right, hold it. Listen. All right, please listen to my question real good. I am asking you, that is an official document, correct?
No. What makes it official?
Who wrote it in the first place? Who?
The state.
The state?
Yeah, the state.
All right. Who gave it to the state?
Nobody gave it to the state. They forced it upon people to take it. Before they had to leave the hospital, they either had to take that.
All right, listen. Listen to me now.
They didn't
right?
have a
because...
choice but to sign that.
All right, hold it a second. Listen. I come from Jamaica where there was the British hold us slavery too, right? I am not,
yeah.
I don't have the experience that you have, so I cannot override what you say. You are saying it is the state that make up a paper for you when you were old.
Right.
Huh?
And they forced the parents to sign that.
I'm asking you, old were you when that happened?
When, the day I was born.
Okay, all right. So earlier on, so you were really born when they had a slavery hold on you.
And they still do have it.
All right, hold it. Just say yes and let us move on. Right?
Yes.
So
yes.
Because I'm saying to you, I am not accustomed to that. It's the first time I am getting this from you. So just take it as we go along. I'm trying to get the juice out of all of this. What I'm trying to say to you, the principle of registering a person is to make sure that they are a real person and they were born a human being, time and place and stuff like that. It's terrible. It's terrible when you are born into that situation. That's a fact. But it doesn't mean that otherwise it is the reason why it happened in the first time. It was not for slavery. It was not by people who are
don't
taking other people's slavery. It was a real system. Huh?
Don't you know the United States used the birth certificate as a form of the way that they claim the slaves? They own that birth certificate. The state does.
All right, I know that. What I'm trying to say
it's
to you.
It's nothing but another piece of paper, the same way
wait
they used to do back in slavery days.
All right, listen. Wait a
it's
minute.
It's the same paper.
Wait a minute. What I am trying to get to you, if that is your concept about life, you have to get
that's
out
the true
of...
concept. It's the truth. It's not
hey,
my
wait
concept.
A minute.
It's the truth.
I didn't say it was not the truth, what you say. I didn't say it's not the truth.
Because you're saying it's my concept. It's not my concept. That's just the truth.
Wait a minute now. But you are making that your concept now, because what I'm saying to you, I'm relating to you the official meaning of having a birth certificate. That's what
it's,
I am saying.
It's state ownership. It's
no,
the only
but,
thing it does is state ownership. Ownership
to,
for the state.
Hey, wait, you're not, well, listen.
That's
you're not
why
listening.
Everybody have one.
Hey, listen to what I'm saying to you. Hey, slavery people are not the people who begin to run the world. They are criminals who learn from civilized people and begin to do this. And as a matter of fact, Africa is the one who pay them to do what they're doing, because they never have anything. Africa give them money and right to do what they are doing to us. So by right, we need to blame Africa who sold us to them in slavery. You talking about...
Yeah.
Wait,
I agree with
listen
that.
To me. Listen to me. You are telling me that you are African, but the history says that we leave Africa and come to the Western world 100,000 years ago. Not unless you can debunk that,
no.
But that's what history says. Listen to me. Listen to me. Okay, because I don't have no time to talk about something that is not taking us anywhere, right? And if you can't respect things that is supposed to
you're
protect you.
You're not hearing me out, though. You're not letting me get my point across, though.
Wait a minute. It's not that I am not making you get your point across. I am dealing with your point. You are telling me that these slavery people give you birth certificates. I'm trying to make you know that's not the way it is supposed to be. You, what are you going to do? What are you going to do to me when I tell you that? It is a fact. I am trying to deal with what the official legal system of civilization is. You ain't talking none of that to me. Because you are dumb, all those things that these white people do with you. I'm telling you, that's not civilization. I'm telling you civilization. So I am saying to you that it is Africa that sold us as slavery to these white people. Who we are to blame is Africa. It's not really these white people in this essence. It's not that we're not to hold them responsible. We do. But when we know where we are coming from, who did not protect us is Africa. Okay? All right. Let me go on and then come back to what you want to get off as a point. Okay? I'm not preventing you from getting your point off. What I am saying to you, World History Textbook is what get my life together, okay? Because we are hybrid people created in South Africa by the gods, the Elohim. And if you don't know all of this, it means that you would have to decide to go read and research real material. But if you look and say every piece of paper with anything written on it, fool people write them and you don't know where to go get no knowledge. Well, I didn't think so. I go to high school and learn to read better. And when I start to read better, I got into World History Textbook and I found knowledge that I need. Okay? Now, if you want the bibliography of this World History Textbook, I'll give it to you. If you don't want it, I have to let you go.
I have it online already. I'll look it up.
All right, then. Well, the thing that we need, what is the point that you want to get across to me?
Well, I don't know. I forgot. You cut me off, so.
No, you mean I cut you off? Stop talking that, man. No, I am enjoying the conversation. I hope you do.
Yeah.
I clearly appreciating you because there are not a lot of people who would stand up and talk to me the way you do. So I even I have this thing that I want to put into the chat box because you're lagging talking to me. But there is a – have you ever gone to the chat room here?
I'm in the chat room now.
All right. You're in the chat room now. Oh, okay. Cool. I was somewhere else. All right. Listen, I'm going to put this link into the chat here for you. And please go and research it because I think it will do something for you. It's real. It's not bogus, okay? All right.
Okay.
Here it is. All right. Here it is at the bottom here. Look, the white people don't want us to know about ourselves. Okay? I would like you to go and look at this. It's a lot for you to digest. Okay, these are scientists, guys, who are talking in our context of life, okay? They don't like what's going on, and we have an interest that the church is keeping us from knowing. This is a self-explanatory with writings, with the stone, the ancient stone of Africa, everything that belongs to us. Right now, you sound like kind of biased against Africa, like Africa is nothing. No. Africa is where we all begin life. Okay?
Okay.
So, this is look, would you like to come back and chat with me about it?
I'll just go and listen. I'll just continue and listen.
Look, my name is Tim Aldred, okay? Who are you? What's your name?
I'm Jackson, Dina Jackson B.
Jacqueline? Okay. Jackson B.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is, Jackson B?
Yes.
Okay, look, I really appreciate you come by. And I like the fact that, you know, we don't miss out anything. I understand you pretty well the way you talk, right? And there would be a problem if I weren't understanding you. And you have good sense. You do have good sense. Okay?
Yes.
And you, as far as I can see, if you read and digest and don't let nobody influence you, because that's what I am not doing. I am talking to, like, if there is any focus that you can draw from, what it's for you to do your own focus. But if your focus is not right, I would like you to fix your focus and don't go out and believe anything I say. I'm not interested at all in nobody believe what I say, because if I say something that's true and you want to go and check it out and find out for yourself it is true, well, go love it. Go and love it. But as far as I am concerned, I get people away from believing what they don't know, because that's what the church is all about. Okay? I don't have anything to do with the belief syndrome. I am into knowledge, into the knowledge sense. That's what I am into. And don't let nobody sway your mind. Research and find truth for yourself, because you, like, when you're dead, you have a sound, clean spirit and not one that anybody manipulates. You get me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't let nobody manipulate you, because I don't tell you anything to sway you over there or over there. What I do is about what I read in the world is a textbook, and if you find out it's not true, well, leave it alone. But I am saying the truth that I should have known from a child is written in this world is a textbook of Chinese, Indians, and all of the, what, the Aborigine, the Indians, and what happened in America. Look at what happened in America here. Look at what happened in America. Nobody at all come forward to speak the truth out of the history textbook to these white people. It's the reason why they're controlling us right now. And I have found out by reading this World History textbook what the white people have used to dominate us, and we cannot get out from under them. Would you like to know what that is?
Yes.
A.D. Anno Domini.
Anno what?
All right, I'm going to write it and put it into the chat, okay?
Okay. Okay.
There's a little more to it. There's a little more to it. All right. This is what comes behind it, because it is Latin. They say it is Latin, right?
Okay.
This is, look, you will research and find out like I do, and I'm not telling you to believe it, okay? I am telling you that's what I have found, why white people are dominating us everywhere we go. And this is after they follow us when we came from Africa into the Western world. Remember, we spend 100,000 years developing in Africa. And then at the end of that 100,000 years, some of us began to leave Africa and come to the Western world, where no human being were except the white people them into Europe. And it's when they attack our people and begin to force having sex with them, they get babies that talk. That's why they began to talk. Okay?
Okay.
And they never left us out, because they're talking and everything. That's what they learn from us. They learn to read and write and learn learn trade, what you call artisan skills. They learn every single thing from us and come and kick us out of where we are. So if we don't learn what they use against us, we will never get out from underneath them. Because if you tell them the truth of this here and that they are sodomites, like in Genesis 19 with Lot, that they confronted, want to draw out Lot to visitors, and what happened to them, that blindness was cast on them, and the gods destroy the city of the plains with the Sodom and Gomorrah. You don't hear none of our people say that. And on this very radio that I am on here, about 20 of my shows, they don't let anybody hear it. You're lucky you're hearing me today. Because it's just about 2 days ago, they muted my mic. Nobody don't hear anything.
Oh, I think I was there. I didn't hear anything. There's no sound coming out.
When?
I went on here. I came on here because I always freaking hear. Matter of fact, I only got an air chief for it to follow you. But not only your show, but other shows, they do that too as well.
Okay.
They mute us. Yeah, you can't. I can't hear. The callers can't hear. But sometimes we can go back the next couple of days or so and try and play it, and then we can hear it. But if it's live,
is that
we
so?
Can.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they're doing a lot of that. But look, I have made discovery that I don't hear for over like 60 years or so. I've never heard anybody in church talk about the king that they overthrow in Italy, Rome, Italy. You ever heard about that one?
No.
Into the world is a textbook, I find it. These white people overthrow, and we have a government. We are always under kingship government. You see? And you talk about you are American. But you are African first. Okay? Because that's where your origin come from. We do not originate in America, but it is our land because our creation, our God, sent us to go and settle wherever we want. These people went up from Africa into Europe, and that's the place for them to be because they are not counted as civilized human beings or in human creation. You see? You see our elevated urban civilization began in Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. It don't mention anything about Europe. These people, and you read about the end of the Neolithic Age. Are you there with me?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Right. The Neolithic Age. Where it the 4,000 BC to 3,000 BC, and come right on down to 1,200 BC, where the Bronze Age took place. Now, you don't hear anything about white people back then, except you hear about sea people, the criminals. You don't see no political activities with white people before 509. Why? We didn't. And why on 509 BC they bring the coup and take down the king and take down right where the Pope is today at St. Peter's, the place where the king was. That's the place they took away. And Africa said nothing. They took the military, call themselves by the king's name, Romans. That's where they come from with the name Romans. And our people don't know, don't realize that this was a scam. You see, and it was a terrorism takedown. And our African government, until this day, don't say anything. So, I mean, what do we need to see to realize that our own African government totally disband us, and all what these white people do, they encourage them to do it, to kill us. Okay?
Yeah.
So not unless we read and understand exactly what happened, we will always fumble around.
Christmas, well, you know, they go all over the planet, and they go all over the planet and destroy.
Yes. Well, look here. If we find out, when we find out the truth, like I know for sure, I'm not talking no nonsense. and you bring me somebody who can look. You tell somebody that this AD Anadamani is what they did long after the overthrow in the coup 509 BC in Rome, Italy. Okay, and they don't want to have anything to do with kingship anymore, and they suppress the kingship government that takes care of us. Okay? Now, if we know the story, they cannot face us. They will no longer face us. AD Anadamani has nothing to do with civility. Nothing whatsoever. Okay? And yet still, that's what they use to date us, date of birth, or any business you do. At this, them are used. You will hear them talk about democracy. They're trying to take care of their democracy. And a democracy they need, they want to tell you about. You know what I mean? You there? It's not democracy they are afraid of losing. They are afraid that we will find out AD Anadamani. It is AD Anadamani that constitute the dynamics of the government establishment that them set up. It is not a government. You ever heard about the Moors?
Yeah.
All right. The Moors.
The Moors that fought in Spain. The Moors that fought in Spain, right?
You said the Moors are what?
The Moors, didn't they fight in Spain?
If they are in Spain?
No, the Moors, those were the black people.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of them are in Jamaica right now. But let me tell you this. Jackson Bay, let me tell you this. All of the people that I observe over the last 2,600 years, our people, the renowned, what is his name there, the one with the ship there. Look, all of these people have not read that history, and they don't even talk about the king that was put down in 509 BC. Nobody talk about that. They're afraid of the white men. Because they have bombs and all these things. And you remember, they go and kill off the Chinese. The Chinese are our people. They belong to our culture. Okay? And you don't hear anybody from our side talk about that. You know, the Nagasaki and Hiroshima. You don't hear us talk about it because we are afraid of the white people. Them, and they are the ones who are afraid of us. But in another context. If because they realize now our brain is gone and we are not perceiving things, then they know they can do anything with us, and that's why they are doing it. Now, somebody like me will begin to read and see, and you will hear and listen to me. Did you say somebody tell you about me on here?
No. I called in a long time ago, back before I talked to you on the phone. Long time ago,
oh,
I called.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, you tell me that you were always listening.
Yeah,
I remember you. I remember you, of course.
And you told me about a book to go and get and read, I remember.
Okay, did you do?
Yeah, but I can't recall what that book was. It's been a while.
Oh, okay. So you didn't get to read it?
I did, but I don't remember because it's been a while.
You don't remember what you read?
Nope. If you tell it to me, I remember it.
But the information, none of the information don't stick with you?
No.
Oh, my God.
Brain,
your memory is worse than me.
My brain is getting old.
Oh, I understand that. I do understand that. All right. Now, well, there are a few books that I could have told you. It's probably Genesis Revisited or Time Began.
Genesis Revisited. That was it.
Okay, good. Yes, that's right. Yeah, I just bought.
Remember it.
Eh?
I remember. Are you in Jamaica?
No, I'm in Florida.
Oh, okay. Why do you want to go there? I'd rather go back to Jamaica.
Well, look, anywhere you are is the land for you. You know, there's nothing special. If it's personal with you, you go anywhere you want, but it's nothing special.
Oh, well, it's the same all over the world anyway.
Let me tell you something. I'm glad you identify yourself to me because I always remember you, you know, and I don't know what happened since you came on the show that day. And there was nothing to think of that except that I remember that good call that you came on the show and talked to me. I was very, very glad. No, but I didn't know you are the same person I'm talking to.
Yeah. I think it might have been over a year because I don't think if we had COVID then.
It is about it. But today, you seem to have more fire inside of you.
Because I got older and frustrated.
All right. Well, look here. You. Now, I am only interested in somebody. Like I listen to you, and chat back to you, right? Now, I'm telling you exactly what I see and what I am thinking. And that's what I like to get from a person because we will know whether we are drifting away from each other or we coming together. And we're not trying to, put ourselves into the other person. I'm not doing that. It's about educating yourself on what you see as true from what is false. You see what I mean? And that's all I am about. Now, at your age and stage now, I'm over 70. I'll be soon 80. Okay?
And
I am telling you, I talk to some elderly people like myself. And one
I'm not
the other day,
elderly.
One,
I'm only 50 now.
You are what?
I say, I'm not that elderly. I'm only 52 now.
Well, look here. You need to feel different about yourself because you're not that old at all, right? And I'm telling you, I'll soon be 80. I mean, another 5 years or so, I'll be 80.
Oh, okay.
Right? So, no. You have a lot of energy inside of you there. Read. And read the right thing. And if you're just reading and not understanding what you're reading, it won't make any sense to you. No,
Okay, I don't mean to cut you off, but I was listening to you when you say you went to a paralegal school. And I said, well, that's a good learning experience. And you know when you go to a paralegal school, for the normal person, when they use these words, the words mean nothing in resemblance to what they say. The true etymology and meaning of those words when they use in the paralegal terms is all in the Black Law Dictionary.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't know that the words that these courts use, they don't mean what they think they do. They're not
okay.
The same terminology as if in a dictionary.
Some of the words are directly used by legal people, and the people who work with the law, they know what those words mean because there is a pamphlet.
Yeah, they have the Latin words for it. Mean for it.
There is a.
I have a Black Law Dictionary.
Yeah. But it's just like in other areas, what we call it, esoterical fields, in medicine and stuff like that, they have also words that are medical that otherwise you wouldn't do well with it using it in legal terms. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's a matter of any word that you're dealing with. You need to understand it because it is only in that context in which you are using it, it is valuable. It doesn't matter whether you speak English or Spanish.
To understand it in the context in which that person is using it.
Exactly. And it must be a real word, indeed, that you can find its definition. Look, you're shocked.
A person is considered a corporation in layman's terms in the Black Law Dictionary.
Yes, because a corporation is an entity.
Right.
Yeah, so what I'm saying here is, hey, you want to understand, if you want to understand about the world and humanity, you have got to decide what route and what resource you want to accept that will tell you what it is. For me, is looking at the world around me and the things that I am reading, can I put the intangible and the tangibles together that makes sense? This is that anywhere in the world you go, you can talk and nobody cannot defeat what you say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, if you want satisfaction, I can tell you that my life was full of a whole bunch of nonsense. Up to like when I was going to church and they arrested me at the church.
Oh, no.
Yes, I was arrested at church. And they were telling me to get...
God.
Huh?
Why they arrest you in their house of God?
Hey, do you know about the book that I wrote?
No.
All right, maybe you, even if you don't, you're not going to buy it because I'm not trying to sell the book at all. But the reason why it even come into my mind is based on what you said. I wrote a chapter. It's not a long chapter in the book that I wrote. Well,
okay.
I mean, you know me so long now, and you don't know that I wrote a book, right?
No, I didn't know that. Yet.
All right, so that means you don't get an impression that I'm selling books, do you?
No.
All right. Because I am not really selling books. The reason why I'm on the radio is not because I want to sell books. So although I write a book, and it's more than one, some booklets and stuff like that, but I don't peddle the books at all. Sometimes I may talk about it, but what you hear me talk about is what I'm interested in. Okay?
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you about this book. There's a chapter in this book. It's a B-O-O-Z-L-E-D, bamboozled, B-E-S-I-E-G-E-D, Seeds by Lies.
They arrest you for telling the truth. You know you can't tell the truth in the church.
Yes. Man, N-E-V-E-R-S-I-N-N-E-R. This book, all right? Bamboozled,
okay.
Deceived by Lies, Man Never a Sinner. That's the title of the book. Now, you can browse that book on Amazon.com.
Okay.
Right? A-M-A-Z-O-N. Dot com.
Okay.
All right. Amazon.com. Listen, it is telling about how I grow up and how I, you know, become a Christian with my parents and the experience I had before I came to start reading and find out where the world is at. Okay? What is the right thing that pertain to human civilization? Okay?
Okay.
And this is for somebody like, you know, church people like me who grew up and cannot find peace in your soul, you don't know what the world is like and stuff like that. So I tell everything I find out. So
okay.
When I went to church, it was about, I was about age 40 at that time, so it's quite a few years now. At that time, I was still believing in the Bible and in the God of the Bible, okay?
Okay.
And these ministers were shocked. They don't want to hear the reality that I am talking about, trying to find my way out of this dark Christian thing. So they tell me to get off the property, and I didn't do that, and they called police and arrest me. Yeah.
Yeah,
and eventually...
Because you were telling the truth like most pastors do.
Yeah, they realized I was onto something that they were not into. But I have all the papers because I defended myself, man. Look, I battered them up, sis. Battered them up.
Yeah, that's what they're there for, to keep people brainwashed.
Yeah, brainwashed. But look here. I'm interested in what you say about, you know, your retention and thing like that, and you know, the state of your mind. State of your mind.
Yeah.
You need
to
have.
Even find it.
Mm-hmm.
I need to have what?
You need to find satisfaction of what you know. You need to have a knowledge of something about the world you live in to make you satisfied. Right?
Yeah.
And it means at this end, you're lucky to find somebody like me who will chat to you like you'd like somebody to chat to you, you know? It is hard to find somebody these days on any radio or talk that will sit down and talk to you the way you and I are talking. Because you can tell me anything you want to tell me, and me I go tell you anything me want to tell you too, and we respect each other. Right?
Yeah, that's how the world should be.
Eh?
I say that's how the world, I wish the world was like that.
Well, we have a little of the way the world is supposed to be right here. You see what I mean? Because you can come on the show anytime. You can, and talk what's on your mind. And let the world hear what you have to say. And why not? And you guess what? I will never put a stop to anything you want to tell as long as I know it is true. You see, and I am not dictating anything to you, but the truth that you know, I'll know the truth when I hear it, and I'm going to say, applause. You see? Because if we, I read this, the same thing and I use the same words, there's no way we are going to, like, go astray and be against each other. No. If we are for the Bible, well, I'm not for the Bible, so I'm not going to go for the Bible at all.
You write quite a few books.
You see them?
Yeah.
And look, I get a lot of help because I was definitely not a writer, you know, and I have somebody that work on them. The first book I wrote, you'll see one talk about sexuality, creation of a blemish society. It's one of them.
Yeah.
It's not properly done. It is the first book I wrote, but then I dropped it and answered to what was more pressing in my mind, and that is Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, Man Never a Sinner.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, there is I'm going to give you a video of an interview that I did with someone.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to give you I'm going to give you a copy of it. Let's see. As a matter of fact, it's going to be two. I'm going to give you two of them, okay?
Okay, I'll watch them.
You can watch them whenever you get time. But these are two major stuff that I did public out there, been around, people been, you know, listening to them. But it goes against the white people and Christianity a lot, man. I mean, seriously.
Okay. I know it won't be on YouTube because, you know, they censor everything on there.
No, no, no. This is on YouTube that I'm giving you.
Oh, it is?
This is on YouTube. This is number one. This is about the Romans, right?
Okay.
That's about the Romans. But the other one is the first video that I did with this gentleman. And it was like the major, you know. It was about the book. No, it was because of the book why I did that one. This
okay.
one I'm going to give you now. This one I'm going to give you. This one I'm going to give you now. It is because of the book that I wrote this one. Let's see. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. This one here now is the one, the first one I did. And a lot of people like it. You know, it has quite a few, like almost 300,000 views and stuff like that.
Okay.
Okay. Now, so I give you these, right? I hope you have a place you can store them.
Okay.
And listen, I mean, the simplest thing I can tell you is read to your satisfaction, look for words, look up their meaning, and know every single thing that you're dealing with, okay?
Sure.
And feel good when you work on something and you know it is true, not what somebody else is saying. It must be what you see and know. And if you need to ask somebody a question or ask me about something, we could talk about it. But nobody is supposed to talk you into anything. You see, and you must look for things that satisfy your mind, that when you're dead, your spirit rejoice.
Yeah.
Okay? Listen, the time is almost over now. You have the last word, and I hope you come back.
That's okay. Thank you.
I look for you again, okay?
All right. No problem.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you a lot. Bless you.
All right. Same to you.
Yes. So let's go here and say... We are almost out now. All right. This is White Men Camouflage and Morphology Gain by Talking on Ethnic Profile Name Romans. Okay? So this is what the White Men Camouflage is all about. It's to morph. Is to go into morphology, morphing on the African existence to gain, right? They do that. They morph. It's a morphology gain that they get by talking on ethnic profile name Romans. That's what they are doing, and it's time that it is to be known. Now, in world history, the mute ape hominid human species, white Europeans, disguise themselves from real identity. They prey upon the African hybrid ethnic people by first cross-breeding miscegenation them, which brought them improve humans. It says, which
brought them, and I have an error here. Yes, which brought them improved human looks. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's what the history says. That's what they're going to confront, that they never have. And speech. This is all what they get by reforming themselves from the mute, state of, listen to this. Read the preface page of World History Textbook to know first ancestor of white people. Chapter 5, page 169, classic sodomy imagery, camouflage, and morphology by calling themselves and by this one says, yeah, classic sodomy imagery, camouflage, and morphology by calling themselves Romans, adopted 509 BC in Rome, Italy. Noun, the disguising of military personnel, equipment, and installations by painting or covering them covering them to make them blend in with their surroundings. On the trenches were pieces of turf served for camouflage. Camouflage is the use of any combination of materials, coloration, or illumination, concealment, either by making animals or objects hard to see, or by disguising them as something else. Examples including the leopard spotted coat. The leopard spotted coat. The battleless of a modern soldier. It is a battle dress of a modern soldier, and the leaf mimic Katydid's wings. Those are the kind of stuff. Okay, morphology. In linguistic, morphology is a study of words. A study of words. How they are formed and their relationship to their words in the same language. It analyzes the structure of words and parts of words, such as stems, root, words, prefixes, and suffixes. Known. The study of the forms of things in biology, the branch of biology that deals with the form of living organisms and with
relationships between their structures. Linguistics. The study of the forms of words, the intangible word is used to modify tangible objects. My friends, I tell you, you have it made here today. I am glad for my visitor. I really, really feel good about this caller today. It's a long time I haven't had an exchange like this from somebody that is sane and sober. I really, really enjoy this. So I want to thank you, and I hope that somebody else is out there is having a change of heart and thinking to know that you can come in here and have this kind of conversation. And look, if you have things you need to work out, me, let's say I don't like what you say, don't feel bad. If I want to investigate what you're saying, and you're responsible to clear yourself and to justify, the fact of what's being said. Because we are not making up words and meanings of anything. We are getting informed by the contents in words, issues, the intangible things that we need to join together. And if we are not good at doing that, we're not getting anywhere. Look, the point is, I've been through the channel on the level of my reading ability to know what I am saying. I know what you're saying. I know the difference when it's not coming together. You see what I mean? I know the difference. So I have done that study. I know. So some people who don't really know what they're talking about, they have a way of like saying, well, that's what you say. Or talk about who write that and all those kind of stuff. No, the academic world don't talk like that. If you are dealing with words, you must know what words are saying. Our responsibility. So, look, I enjoy talking to this person because I tell you what. A few things that my caller said, I can understand. And I don't look at that person as being uncivilized. Because when she says something and I come back and react to what she says, you see, if she did not do a good job at explaining her side, she take responsibility for that. She didn't just like stop her wing and hang up the phone. No, she did not do that. So, so what I'm trying to say, if we're really trying to help one another, we behave natural, and that's what I am about. There's no way a person is going to come on here and I talk below my conscience. I'm not going to do that, because if I get kind of begin to shake somebody, like say, hey, you know, if you say, well, you know, I talk about the birth certificate, you know, and what she says and stuff, I deal with it. They give our name and they were not there, our parents and stuff like that. And all those things, and that's what she experienced and stuff. I deal with it. And then say, well, you know what? You that's not the way it's not what it was meant to be. You know, it's for me to, like, tell her what I know. Come up on the standard. Don't let them beat you down there with that. Come on, you still need to learn what the thing is. Okay? Now, I tell you, I haven't felt so good in a long time talking to one of my callers. And I really, really, really enjoy this. take good care of we down now to the last few minutes. And what am I wanting to do? I wanted to play the Stardust, not King Cole. Blessing to you. And I hope that you are refreshed too and encouraged to go on and find the truth for yourself.
Not King Cole.
If I had to choose just one day to last my whole life through, it would surely be that Sunday, the day that I met you, newborn with a will. We're calling from the hill. Summer was coming in, but fast. Lots of daffodils were showing off their skills. Nodding all together, I could almost hear them whisper, go on, kiss her. Go on and kiss her. If I had to choose one moment to live within my heart, it would be that tender moment, recalling how we started. Darling, it would be when you me that way, that Sunday, that summer.
Come on, fair. Then you mean I don't see none of this? Oh, okay, it's a long way.
Righteous teaches many. But fools die for want of wisdom. The rich man's wealth is in the city. Fixation of a soul is vanity. Destruction of a poor is their poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place. Why do you fight each other? Why do you kill your brother? Then your reward will be the same tree. Of poor people.